Julius Malema is not an authority for anything. He's South African. We have read about his strength, and our reaction is we have a constitution in this country, and we are following the constitution. Nowhere in the constitution does it say people from outside can come and stop the flow of traffic in any border leading to Eswatini. Secondly, the way he is doing it, it is not a democratic way of achieving democracy. Democracy is about a people defining their destiny and not about neighboring parties calling from above for change. So Julius Malema is out of order. I don't know how Julius Malema expects to be a hero in Swaziland when, after more than 20 years since the Rainbow Nation of South Africa was born, he is not winning the presidential elections. This week, he failed to win the local government elections, and he expected to be a hero in a country where he does not belong.
But, Mr. Simelane, don't you think Julius Malema, that he has following in Eswatini, and do you not feel that what he said is threatening to your government?
There is another party which calls itself Eswatini EFF. It's a minority group. Like I said before, democracy is about any people defining their destiny. If Malema in South Africa has a following in Eswatini, that does not mean he has the right to overthrow our constitution. Actually, there is no right to overthrow a constitution anywhere in the world, even in the United States of America.
You mentioned that you will resolve all issues through the constitutional means. You mentioned Sibaya.
Yes.
The people we talked to, particularly from the pro-democracy movement, said they don't have confidence in the Sibaya and even in the king.
My response to that would be, there is no way this country can replace its constitution with mob opinion. They are calling from the streets. They don't want to follow the constitution. We are saying no. It doesn't work like that. No one can run a country on people's opinion. A country is run on its constitution.
Thank you so much, sir. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
My pleasure, sir. Enjoy the rest of the day.